I'm looking at the cover of the new Time magazine. They just announced the Person of the Year, and it says in this very, very nice graphic with the picture, Vladimir Zelensky and the Spirit of Ukraine. Joseph Lindsley is in Ukraine, and Joe, he certainly is the person of this year and any year, isn't he?
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon from Kharkiv. I'm speaking to you from the back of a French restaurant here amid kind of on and off power outages. So I'm talking to you in the dark, but at least we have a connection. And it's great to see these. It was both Financial Times also named President Zelensky Person of the Year, as did Time magazine. And, you know, because he has been such a strong, clear voice, I think not only for Ukraine, but, you know, when we look at our political leaders around the world, maybe such voices are in short supply. And that's why I think his voice, but his actions have resonated. If you remember those early hours and days of the war, you know, several countries, including the United Kingdom, offered him asylum. They said, you know, you can make a government in exile. And he said, I don't need a ride, I need weapons. And I think it was really those formative early days of the war where he proved himself to the world, but also to Ukrainians. And, you know, Ukrainians love to debate politics, and especially in the west of Ukraine, Zelensky was not their favorite political guy. And so much of that has changed in the war. But I think while the outside world, you know, and especially in our American media context, we look to individual people. We look to, you know, celebrities and people that represent a tribe of political thought. Ukrainians very much resist that. So I think when he won the presidency in 2019, you know, and this was after he'd been a TV star, a comedian playing the Ukrainian president in a TV show. And when he became president, he said, I don't want pictures of myself in all of the government offices. I want all of the government officials to put pictures of their families instead of my picture. Because that's what this is about. This really is a democracy. And so I think it's the same for all Ukraine. You know, Zelensky represents the Ukrainian hero, but here, the men, women, and children of this country, each one of them, is performing heroic actions every day. And that's also really the strength of a real, genuine democracy.
That's a great story about the pictures in the government offices. I had never heard that. He was visiting wounded soldiers in the Northeast yesterday to mark the Armed Forces Day that you told us about, Joseph. You mentioned you're in the dark. How widespread is the power outage today?
Well, now the lights have come back on. It's been flickering on and off today throughout the city of Kharkiv, from which I've spoken to you the past several days. For example, my hotel is without power and heat. It comes and goes. But meanwhile, the skies have been quiet. You know, we never want to say anything too soon, but we had, I mean, the Monday and Tuesday, the air defense, seemed to work quite well, despite a number of Russian missiles coming this way. And we do have some, you know, indications that Ukraine now, it seems, has an ability to reach targets deep within Russia. And today, actually, a couple of days ago, it was revealed that when the United States gave these long-range HIMARS weapons to Ukraine, that they had secretly modified them so that they can't go into Russian territory, because people in the West and NATO countries were very worried about, you know, they don't want to push things too far with Russia. And so they're very worried about that. So we still don't know exactly what capabilities Ukrainians seem to have used to attack these Russian bases. There was a New York Times headline, I think it was from yesterday, and it said, Ukrainian attacks deep inside Russia escalate the war. And I hate that headline. I hate that word escalation, because, you know, it's like, imagine you're in a schoolyard fight and you're getting, you know, like a little kid's getting beat up. Every time you finally start to win and punch back, that's the escalation. You know, that word doesn't make sense. And I think and this is part of the difficult reality here. Every time Ukraine, you know, really starts to show some, you know, a new strength, that becomes an escalation. And if we keep speaking in this vocabulary, I don't know how we're going to get toward victory. And so this is, we're in this very curious week where we see Ukraine actually maybe I think we're I want to use the phrase carefully here, but we are in a new phase of the war. We are seeing a new strength from Ukraine after more than 9 months, and you know, we kind of wait to see how Russia responds, but it seems that Ukraine maybe has some other tricks up its sleeves.
And it's all born out of self-defense, not escalation. Good point. Joseph, I want to share an email from one of our listeners. Valerie writes, I am one of the thousands of people for whom your segments with Joseph Lindsley is Destination Radio. I want to tell you about a Chicago area Polish pottery shop owner whose products are handmade from a manufacturer in Poland that has taken in Ukrainian refugees from the war. All of her items are imported from Poland, and some are made by Ukrainians employed and housed there. The Polish factory also made special edition Ukraine pottery. Her shop is one of the largest such shops in the country and is located in a tiny town west of Aurora, Big Rock. It's a local shop with international appeal. She also has a booth at the Aurora Chris Kindle Market. And let's hope that people go there and get some of those products, Joe.
Well, and it's great to, you know, also, you know, there is such a strong brotherhood between the Poles and the Ukrainians. And, you know, here everyone calls, especially here where I'm so close to the front and to Russia, everyone calls the Russians the orcs, you know, those monsters from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. But so many people refer to the Polish people as the elves, you know, the people that helped the hobbits win their war. and so it is, and really, that's a real life analogy that everyone uses. So it's good to see that same type of cooperation happening in the United States.
Yes, it is. And we look forward to our connection with you tomorrow, Joseph. Be safe.
Thank you, Bob. I'll be traveling, so I'll speak to you from another city tomorrow. And I just, you know, so many people I meet in this city of Kharkiv, people are, you know, they might be smiling and in conversation, and so many of them have had their houses or businesses destroyed by rockets.
Yeah, the spirit of the people there, just unbelievable. Take care, Joseph.
Thank you.